Hello, folks. I wasn't sure the machine was recording. I got your tape the other day, and I really enjoyed it. I got to play it, I believe it was not before last, but I didn't have time to make another one that night, so I had to wait till tonight, and I really enjoyed it. It was kind of hard to hear, you know, in places, but like you said, the recorder wasn't working just right, but I could still understand all of it and everything you had to say, and I really enjoyed it. I'm afraid I won't have much to say. I did get my orders. I'll put a copy of them in the tape, and I'll try. If I got an extra copy, I'll have to look and see. But I should be home around the 25th of May. If I had to give an exact date, I think this would probably be the closest to any date. I'm supposed to leave Vietnam the 18th of May, and I can't get out of the Army before 22 May. This was stipulated in my early out. But I do leave, supposed to leave Vietnam the 18th of May, and I'll leave here about the 9th or 10th, the way it stands now. I may get to leave a couple of days earlier. But, so I've got about 34 to 35 days left. And so it's moving on down. And time's still moving pretty fast. I remember from 50 to here, it just flew. It looks like it's getting ready to rain a little bit. The monsoon is getting ready to start in this area, I understand. And I'll probably be here for the very first of it, which won't be too wet. And it looks like it may shower a little bit tonight, but it probably won't be any heavy rains. It's been real hot in the daytime, and the temperatures have been over 100. And so it's warming up quite a bit. It's been hot ever since we've been here, but it's climbing up pretty fast now. And so I'll be glad to get away from this heat, at least get back to New Mexico heat. And I hate to hear about the cattle dying. I guess that's one of the things. Sounds like the weather's been kind of a late winter for you there with all the snows and the wind and the cold. And of course, I'm kind of out of touch on if it's exactly when it's supposed to turn pretty anymore, because I'm used to this hot and sunshining all the time that I kind of messes you all up. But I'm sure they'll come through with the prices up. And I'd be real interested, Daddy, in buying some cattle when I get home to put in the feedlot. We'll just look around when I get there and see. I don't know how much money I'm going to have when I get there. I'll just have to wait and see about that, too. Because I got some in a savings account here in the Army and a little bit everywhere. And so when I get out and get home, I should know what I've got. Well, I will know what I've got. Plus, I don't know what the Army owes me or anything yet. But we'll see about that. I do hope that note gets paid off. It should be paid off even if I didn't have it in the bank. That was all I got paid off. I'd be glad to get rid of it. And I won't owe anybody anything. Then I'll have a little bit. And it should be paid off when I get home. And I'll be glad of that. I can't believe I'm just started this tape and I can't think of anything to say. I did go for the promotion to E5. I haven't heard anything yet. And I don't know. You have to go before a board, and then you have to wait till they get openings or get allocations. That's, you know, Washington sends them to the whole Vietnam, then they send them to each division. And so they don't know how many they're going to get and all that, so I don't really care. I'd just be glad to get out and get home. And I wouldn't be in E5 but about a month anyway, so it's no sweat. But I went to Enclave for that, and I was down there I got there Friday, and I stayed Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and came back Sunday afternoon late. We got here about 6 o'clock, I guess. And so that was a good break, and run me over into almost the 1st of April by that. So it was good to get away. Just little breaks like that help you, because it's a change of pace. And my work slowed down down now to where I don't really have much to do. I just kind of look and act busy all the time so they don't put me doing something else. And just keep my work all caught up. And the next guy won't have as much trouble as I did when I got here. Because the guy before me, he didn't do anything for about 3 months before he left. And he left about 2 weeks before I got here. And it was just almost unbelievable what I had to do, but I got it all caught up and then just kind of taking it easy now, I guess. Well, thank you for the Coke, Sherry. I really appreciate it. And we got a few Cokes in after that, and we get Cokes in every once in a while, but I was getting kind of, you know, where I'm getting kind of short, and I like to have Cokes, and so those really help. And but don't packages, don't send any more if you haven't sent any now, because I'm afraid with the delays and everything, they might not get here. And so it just would let this be the stoppage on the package. And but I do appreciate all of them, each and every one of them. And letters about, like you said, about 2 or 3 May. Not after 3 May. I'd probably say 1 May. And but I would like for you to write a letter and tell me that that's the last letter. So then maybe I'll know that, you know, I can see if all my letters are coming in from everywhere and everything's been stopped. Because I hate for them to get the letters after I leave, because then it's a big process for them to send them back to me in the States. And I probably just have them destroy them if they can do that. But about 2 or 3 May will be the best on the letters. I hope to get down to Saigon again before I leave. I've been intending to go, but I just haven't taken time to go down there. And I'd like to go back down there. Of course, we'll be leaving through Benoit, which is pretty close to Saigon. And they've changed it from Anke to Benoit because everything's moving up. And so I'm really glad of that, because it's just, you leave from the States from right there. And it should make processing a little faster. It's a lot more secure, and it's a lot nicer place than Anke. But Anke's not that bad, really, because they got just about everything you want. And glad to hear Randy's doing well in the Navy. I guess that's what you can say, doing well. When you're kind of griping about it, that's when it's doing all right, I guess. And he should probably be home out of basic by the time I get home. And so maybe we'll get to see him there. And I'll be glad mine's over with. I can harass him a little bit. Just now get on to him for that last, like he was talking that night there at the house, he wasn't going to have to go. But Jess, Sherry told me, I guess, if you're listening to this, Sherry told me about your little incident at the show. I definitely like seen that. That'd have been all right. Sounds like you kind of got in a little embarrassing situation there for a little bit. I'd really be glad to get home for the wedding. I'm kind of glad I'm not there now while all the planning and everything's going on. But I'd really be glad to get home for the wedding. In fact, I can't hardly wait. But I'll be home in plenty of time for that and see everybody that's there. We've been getting some real good TV shows. You know, I told you we bought a TV. And we've been getting a lot of country western shows. The other night, Roy Rogers and Dale Evans and Sonny James and... that lady, that grandma that's on the Beverly Hillbillies was on an hour show. And the other night, Eddie Arnold was on a Dinah Shore show. We've had 2 shows with Jimmy Dean on them. A couple of Bob Hope shows. And then we've been getting at 8 o'clock at night, there's a real good show almost every night. And Sunday night, there's usually always one on. Tonight's Sunday night, so...